الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك في الحمد القرآن المجيد والفرقان العظيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, love is very great thing. Love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest ni'mat that a person can have. There are so many ni'mat that Allah gives to the world. All kinds of ni'mat Allah has given us to enjoy, make effort of it, benefit the rest of it. Those are ni'mat all the time a person can get. But the greatest ni'mat is the love of Allah. Now the love of Allah Ta'ala is so great that we don't even understand the beauty that we have the love of Allah. We're not understanding that what is the true sense, the true meaning of love. But Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه said to Nabi Karim, I love him. So as I said that, you know Umar, you are making a very big claim. Do you know what's the meaning of love? Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Second that. See, if you are saying that you truly love me, get prepared for this. Prepared for this. It's very easy to say, I love you. It's very easy to claim, I love you, I love you, because I've done that. But when the time comes for test, then you come to realize whether the true sense is in love or not. So Allah the Nabi Karim told you. But the next ni'mat that is the greatest after Allah, love and love of Nabi Karim. So he said, you get ready for test of faqr and faqa. Faqr and faqa means poverty. Because a man when he's given everything of the best in this world, you'll appreciate it, you'll feel very high and mighty. You have to thank Allah for every moment. Because Allah has given the best health, the best of everything, best wealth. So in that time, you give shukr, a lot of shukr. So much shukr he makes. That's when the hadith says, a person in the time when he makes shukr, when the time Allah gives him the full of ni'mat, to make shukr at that time is very easy. The time when Allah takes all that ni'mat away, and then to remain the same condition, that is most difficult. Most difficult. So Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Ta'ala says, oh Umar, the time when you're facing faqr and faqa, when you're going through poverty and difficulty and hardship of all kinds, in others you'll be tested in every way. When you claim something, there's a test for it. For love, if you're going to test for a test, you'll be tested for every difficulty and hardship, whether you prepare to accept it wholeheartedly. If you're complaining about it, that you've been failing upon. You have to be very, very content with the Allah Ta'ala gives them that condition. Then ever you can say that person is true love of Allah. The man who is given everything of the best in this world, he makes all kinds of sins of making sugar. But at the time when Allah takes health away, take his wealth away, take all his children away, take everyone away and put in front of him. And then naturally he says, Alhamdulillah. The same condition for Allah, I thank you for that too. In Allah Ta'ala, in the highest position, making shukr to Allah Ta'ala, in the lowest position, throw you down the ground. To that extent that you know you are gone, finished. On that occasion, it is the same condition, the person who is high, simply. Then you can say, yes, you are a true lover. Until unless one that can, you don't get that condition, you that true love Allah Ta'ala, in that condition, you cannot say you are a true lover Allah Ta'ala. A friend is also get treated as a friend, not that. One is that friend, he praises so much, he put out the sky. But he has no meaning to it at all. He just puts you up the sky, he praises you of all kinds of things, you are like this and the kind, and you get old, you know, swollen headed, that look, this person is praising me all the time. There's only a friend at times and praise you, but there's no word, there's no meaning to that at all. Then you get that friend who just comes to you because of eating, you got food, you got wealth, you can follow him. As long as you've got wealth, Bollywood can't follow you. Your house is full of food and oil, you come and you sit at you, join you, everything. Allah forbid, when the time the wealth is gone, he's gone or gone. So he only came for that purpose. They're not true friends, they're not true love. They're not true love. Then they come the third person. That person who gives his heart to you. Who gives his heart to you in every condition he's sitting by you. He may show in your good days he's with you, he may show in the bad days he'll be all the time to you, looking after you. Now that kind of friend to me is very difficult. Okay. But the true love, that is the true love. So in this world too, the person has love for people. That kind of friendship they have, and the person is going to difficulty getting with you all the time. Then when you say you claim you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you and I, we say we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's obvious that in any condition Allah ta'ala gives you that loving. Why is it when the time Allah ta'ala gives you the best of it that you give, you praise Allah to the sky? فَأَمَّنْ إِنْسَانِ مَنْتَلَ فَقَدْرَ عَلِيْهِ مِنْكُمْ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَمَانٍ فَلِذْ Allah ta'ala gives you all the rest. Then you say, Allah ta'ala, you are the greatest you. Will you praise Allah ta'ala? The moment Allah ta'ala seizes you, under circumstances, Allah ta'ala wants to raise you. Anything that Allah does to you is for a reason. There is no such thing as any purpose. Sometimes Allah ta'ala sees this person giving so much of wealth. Instead of getting more closer to me and dear to me, he's becoming more farther and going further away from me. I must do something if Allah loves you. You do not know Allah loves you more than what you love Allah. Your mother that loves you, that loves you so much. Allah gave the little part of love to his mother. So when the mother loves the child so much that she can forego all her love for the child, she gives the love so much the child, that one sahabi is looking, he said, Nabi, come and say, look at the sahabi. The mother is kissing the child and loving the son. So they said, Allah gave the love to the child, the mother. That the one who is the owner of the love, what kind of love you have? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he loves the person more than you love me. But the purpose of taking away or snatching away those things, to saving you from the condition that you're putting on you, because of your own reason, because of your own benefit. That I gave you so much of wealth, this will come more near and dear to me, but closer to me. Instead of that, you went further to me, now I want to bring you more back towards me. That's why I'm putting the condition, I'm taking on you. And many a kind of person, you know, a person wants everything, and let them say, no, I will give you nothing. Because I love you so much, I want you in this condition that you know, I know that you'll become more close and dear to me. That's why you see when a person goes everything in particular subject. Sometimes you go through some difficulty and hardship and that time you remember Allah so much. You can see the people in the planet, they're going to difficulty how they cry for Allah ta'ala. The whole world you can see when they're going through difficulty what they are doing. They're crying every moment, every second, and that is because Allah ta'ala. So Allah's love for man is of that kind. That he comes in this condition, we get full love for Allah ta'ala because we know when I'm my time and he takes away every day. That time you remember me when I gave you the best of health, very strong, eating the best, everything was the best, wealth was best, that time you were someone else. Slowly, gradually, the 2 years of good health. Allah Ta'ala took away everything of yours, from this sickness, that sickness, you had the best of doctors, everything you failed. Your condition, Allah Ta'ala remains safe. Oh Allah, the time you kept me in that condition, I'm happy. In this condition, I'm happy too. You could one time go to the mosque every day during namaz. You read namaz every moment, and second time you came to time that you could not read namaz. One namaz, the masjid too. Now you don't be despondent about it because you were going to the masjid. Now you want to go. But you say, I don't want to go. I want to read namaz now. Because the most important, the closer Allah is wanted. The closer Allah to Allah. He wants you in that condition to read namaz and condition. It's not what you want. The most important thing for love of Allah is not what you want, it's what He wants. We want everything, He wants what He wants. That is the true love of Allah is what He wants. You want to run your business so raw all the time. Full. You say, no, this person, he can't make it wrong. I want that now he must put him in a position that he must come bow down towards me. That is not me that did work. Today the world is hiding all the world. Today hiding this, hiding that. Allah said, no, you will hide this. That's why the hadith mentioned very clearly that person who makes dua and makes namaz. That Ya Allah, you may do, Ya Allah, I did everything. Ya Allah can say, you did nothing, I did everything. But the person who did namaz and say, Allah, I did nothing, but you did. All the good things you do. Say, I did not do. Allah, you have done everything. And Allah said, no, you, I did not do, you did. So most important thing man must understand, very important thing, is the time when Allah Ta'ala seizes you everything, takes away everything of yours, no matter what you want to do, Allah says, I'm not going to give you, your condition of love is so strong, I will not turn to anyone besides me. Until unless you have that condition, that true love, He wants to be like. Today He gave you food, you know, the reading of Kitab. When person goes to the house on Buzuk, when he went to the house, so he came at night and they said, Hazrat, we got no food for you. So I did not ask you for food. I did not ask you for food. Food he will give me. And I only like one thing, murk plow. Murk plow, that's food. Very nice, in the village is murk plow. He said, you don't have to worry about that. I only eat more flour, nothing else. And I did not ask your food. I came to your house and you met with your visitor, but I didn't ask your food. After a few minutes, door knocks. Someone, you brought some food. You brought some mehman, you brought more flour. Now the host got surprised. What's happening here? This person here is asking something, just came with a letter. So he asked him, what is it? What's happening? So I made Allah Ta'ala wada with Allah. Ya Allah, if you give me food, you must be more blood. Now you and I can't do that, please. Didn't tell you. He said, more blood. But days upon days, I had no food for days. I did not turn to anyone. I'm trying to show you, he was claiming something. I love you, I won't turn to anyone else. He did not turn to anyone else, but for days he was in hunger, he did not turn to anyone. The day came when Allah opened the door. So love is something that when you blame something, it is very difficult, my dear friends. It's very easy to say, I love someone. When the time comes, you cannot prove yourself, you fail. You fail that. So this person here is trying to show us, sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives someone that kind of food. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives some other kind of food. You don't give food at all to. It does not mean that that for you, when he got that thing, you will also get the same thing. Allah decides what he will give you, but his test is of different kind. We are going to put into test Ahasiban Nas and Yutakoya Kulu Amanon Gaitanon. Are you under the impression that he changes your life? He will not test you. He will test you in every way. You are preparing to go for Umrah. Everything is done. The flight is canceled or you, something happened to you. Khalas. Are you happy with that decision or not? If you're not happy with the decision, then what is it? You want to get married to a certain girl. All kinds of arrangements have been made. In the end, the door was closed. Oh no. Are you happy with that? In other words, the decision was on Allah. This is the love of Allah. Allah decided this. People do not understand that the true love of Allah is whatever Allah does to you is the best for you. Best for you. And the love of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you must know to him that Allah Ta'ala brought this world to existence. If Nabi Karim will not come in this world will not come this. When Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi wa sallam, Adam will look at his answer and say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. He asked, who is the Muhammadur Rasulullah? It's to him that I brought in this world because I want to live in this world. If to him I brought in this world to existence, if he was not here in this world, he would not be in existence also. Allah does. So that love, he says, that he is someone of the most perfect. In everything he was perfect. Rasulullah was perfect. So just to show you this much, that when you say you love Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, show it with your actions. Do not say I love Nabi Karim, no action. You look at our wedding today. You look at very carefully at our wedding, you are not according to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You look at how every event of power that takes place is not the sunnah of Rasulullah. If you are true love, then they say in Ahab, there is more beloved than your family too. The Quran is more beloved than your mother too. Your mother can tell you that you don't love Allah. But Nabi comes and this is no fika. One Sahab, one person, you know, one Sahab, his mother was not to tell him that you must be the follower of Islam. He said, Ma, I will never do that. She begged him, she did not give food for. But he did not give this. Mother's state is so high, but look at this. And he goes and tells Nabi Muhammad also made dua that the mother is paid with. Rasulullah made dua for us in the face of Islam. But just to say you, the love for Allah and Nabi Muhammad is so strong, more beloved than your children, but today our children are more beloved than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you give your children those things you're not supposed to give. They're crying in front of you. One set of army, you tell them, Ajeen the law of Allah. You prepare to forego the Dhamsuna Kabi culture of the policy. Where's the love for Allah Ta'ala? Where's the love of Kabi culture? You'll be tested. It's very easy to unlove. You can have all the big functions everywhere of Kabi culture, whatever you can say. That is not wanted. What is wanted? Your life or their cornerstone? Every bit of life. Your life, your business of their cornerstone, the business. Your wedding of their everything of the cornerstone, the Rasulullah, and then you say, MashaAllah, that's your true mutmain. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Just to read namaz is not ready. Namaz, when you look at it, the people come to the masjid. It is coming, the first last to come and first to go to the masjid. They're running to the masjid. Like the bird in the cage that was just open, run away. What kind of namaz is that? They don't even need a sunnah also. It's a sunnah. It's a sunnah in your eyes, but that sunnah they take you to Jannah. The same namaz you will be looking up and going away, that same namaz at time of the Qiyamah, you will be looking for these, Allah Ta'ala says, where's your namaz or the sunnah? Then it is too late to cry. The same sunnah can take you to Jannah. The same Nafil Namaz can take you to Jannah. But you and I don't believe that. If you have love for Allah Ta'ala, you have Nabi Muhammad, and you try everything. What must I do to become in love, to become more stronger? I must do that, I must do this to create love. This is what we are lacking today. Do not claim anything. Do not claim. No Nabi claimed. Firaun, when he sent himself with his magician, therefore, Musa did not claim to. The more dear you come to Allah Ta'ala, you're not claiming. You're claiming something that's not supposed to be done. You're not claiming. We are claiming today, but not have those things in our lives. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, to muhabbat al-Nabi Ta'ala. To muhabbat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever we do, we must look for His pleasure. For their pleasure must be anything you do. You walk in a masjid for His pleasure. You eat food for His pleasure. You go to a function where there's a complete and there's a law of Allah. You make sure you walk away from even his mother there. If your father is there, your mother is there too. If it's against Allah, Allah tells you walk away, not because to show off, the Allah is against and do not do this. So make dua to Allah, tell Allah, true muhabbat and true muhabbat, Nabi Kasha must come into our heart in sinwa. That's why when Buzuk said, very nice thing, oh Allah, the love of the Sahaba, there's so much of Nabi Kasha. Give us a little bit of Muhammad in our hearts. The little Muhammad the Sahaba Islam, the Sahaba has become and what Muhammad they have, you cannot point a finger at them. Allah has radi Allah on the Muhammad. Allah was happy with them, they were happy with them. So little Muhammad Allah gives to us, inshallah, the barakah of them, you'll be among them in the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala must improve it.